All right, let me share with you from the office of Congressman Dan Kilde, Democrat from Michigan's 5th Congressional District. A regular guest here on the program, but not nearly as available recently. I can't figure out why. But here's part of the statement from Dan Kilde's office, and I read it to you because it's very instructive on the fact that Dan Kilde has already reached his conclusion on the president's behavior. He has already reached a conclusion, and if the vote for impeachment were held today, he would vote for it, which is true for most of the Democrats because they're going to vote along party lines. I believe that we must proceed in uncovering the extent to which this president has abused his power and betrayed his oath of office. The president endangered our national security by withholding critical military assistance for his own personal gain. And we must uncover the extent to which the president's actions have threatened our national security. Let me ask you something, first of all. And I want you to consider this. If Russia invades Ukraine, just for the sake of argument, if Russia invades Ukraine and makes it part of the Russian Federation, and they did that today, how would that affect your tomorrow? What national security threat would, I mean, I don't want to see it happen. Ukraine is a NATO member, and I think they're a country that needs to be defended from Russian intervention. I agree with all of that. But I want to add, it's a serious question. If Russia invaded Ukraine today, what threat to American national security would that be exactly? I mean, would it mean that Hunter Biden couldn't make $1 million a year from Burisma anymore? What a tragedy. But when they throw around this term, it's a threat to national security. No, it's not. And I heard others referring to President Trump and tried to get the help of a world power. Ukraine is not a world power. It's not even the top 10. But this line early in Kilde's press release, I believe we must proceed in uncovering the extent to which this president has abused his power and betrayed his oath of office. Kilde has become, in that line, he's acting as a clown for the Democrat Party. He's driving the clown car at that point because there is no open-mindedness. There is no even-handedness. And by the way, this whole thing passed yesterday is not even-handed either. Well, the Republicans could subpoena and ask for witnesses. Yeah, they can. And the Democrats can say no. Like when the Republicans call for Eric Ciaramella to be called to the stand and the Democrats say no. So bad is it that even CNN figured it out. Of course, they didn't push on it very much, but I want to go to bite number 7 on this because CNN was talking about this yesterday. And the fact that, yeah, sure, the Republicans, it's for show only. They have no say on anything. There's no equal treatment. There's no fairness to the process. The president and his attorneys can't even be involved. And the Michigan reps, by the way, that voted yes, Debbie Dingell, Dan Kilde, Brenda Lawrence, Andy Levin, Rashida Tlaib, Alyssa Slotkin, Haley Stevens, and of course, Justin Amash. Those are the ones that said yes. So let's go to Bite 7 with CNN. Can we do that? Bite 7.
This resolution allows Republicans to subpoena witnesses, but Democrats really ultimately get the final sign off. They get the veto power, as it were, and then Republicans can protest, bring it to a full committee vote, but there are more Democrats than Republicans on the committee. So it really isn't a fully bipartisan process in that way.
No, Democrats are definitely in the driver's seat, and they're strategizing as to how to not let Republicans derail this, because that's what they're going, that's going to be part of the strategy here.
Stop.
Is to
the strategy here, it's not about Republicans derailing this. It's about the Republicans being able to put the truth in front of the American people. They don't want the Republicans to have any shot at telling the truth about what's going on here. In fact, how bad is it? Let me give you an example. Former CIA Director John McLaughlin. This is going to be bite number 6. John McLaughlin is praising the deep state. I can't make this up. The deep state that they would have you believe doesn't exist, that clearly exists, with Eric Ciaramella. Eric Ciaramella is truly a bureaucrat that held over from the Obama administration that hated Trump. They planted bombs wherever he could to try to derail Trump, who is now the alleged whistleblower, but he's no whistleblower at all. He's a guy who repeated and regurgitated gossip. That's what that is. It's repeating gossip. It's playing telephone in a circle. But John McLaughlin praising the deep state for being able to fight back against Donald, unelected bureaucrats fighting back against the people's choice as president of the United States. Bite six, go.
There is something unique, you'd have to agree, that now the impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community. Feeds the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state. I mean, I think, everyone here has seen this progression of diplomats and intelligence officers and White House people trooping up to Capitol Hill right now and saying, these are people who are doing their duty, who are responding to a higher call.
No, we haven't all seen that, you dipstick. We've been prevented from seeing that. What kind of a jackass are you? Oh, that's right. You're part of the far left cabal that doesn't care about the Constitution. You say it, the words come out of your mouth, but it's not in your heart. Dismantling the Constitution doesn't matter to you as long as you and your cohorts remain in power and you get to go to the cool cocktail parties and eat the good food and hang out with the pretty people. You don't care. You don't care about people in West Virginia or West Michigan or anywhere that's off the beaten track that's not part of the elite. You are the liberal elite, which is the worst form of hypocrite there is. The liberal elite getting on their Learjets while lecturing about climate change. Dismantling the Constitution while prattling on about due process and other such nonsense that you don't care about. McLaughlin, you are part of the problem. Front and center. I can't wait for John Durham to rip the face off from all of this. 25 after.